This is BBC Radio 6 Music.
6 Music.
From 2 a.m, the introducing mixtape with Tom Robinson. At midnight, Don Letts.
BBC Radio 6 Music.
Right now, it's Guy Garvey's finest hour.
Who put Garvey on the air?
The B-Belly BC, that's who.
I don't need no doctor, 'cause I know what's ailing me. I don't need no doctor, no, no, 'cause I know what's ailing me. I've been too long away from a baby. With all I need is a her sweet kiss. He gave me a medicated lotion, but it didn't soothe.
It didn't soothe
my emotion.
Hiya, listen to this. It's like the deck of the Cutty Sark out there. The sun's coming through the clouds in a quite a religious way. And the rain cometh downeth. So let's shut that window. For me, it's 5 o'clock on a Wednesday evening. Winter is definitely in the air. That's me closing my blinds in my little room in my house in North Manchester, where I pre-record the show for you all. Just one more blind to go and then we are alone. You know, I say we're alone. It's probably about 250,000 of us. That was Ray Charles and I Don't Need No Doctor. Whereas... I'm Guy Garvey, the lead singer of Elbow, and this could be my finest hour. Ray Charles has long provided the end theme to this programme, which is, of course, the song he did with Count Basie, Midnight. I play that at midnight every Sunday. But tonight it will be the last time, because I'm moving. The show is moving. It's moving to a Sunday afternoon between 1 and 3. I think that's right. Let me check that. No, it's between 2 and 4. I tell a lie. It's a good job I know where I'm going, eh? So there's going to be Kerris in the morning. Then there's going to be the first time with Matt. And then there's going to be me. And then there's going to be Jarve. Garv, then Jarve. I'm going to try and get people saying and align myself with that great man. So this is the last one in my slot. I've been doing this programme on 6 Music now for 6 years, 6.5 years in fact, and it will be funny to go, but weirdly enough they're going to repeat the show after Don Letts, who's moving into my slot, and I'm going to talk to Don in a little while, about handing over this illustrious 10 till midnight end of the week slot, the very attic of Six Music. I still think it's the coolest slot, 10 till midnight on a Sunday. It won't make a difference for an awful lot of you. It will make a difference for some of you, I'm sure. But, you know, thinking about it, you could iPlayer it at exactly the same time as you normally listen to it if you want. And then listen to Don's show afterwards. It's all a movable feast, isn't it? You've all got your own time machines there. You can listen when you like. So the rain tumbles down, and the theme of this week's show is moving, for obvious reasons. This next tune was played, well, I first heard it played on Gid's show, on Gideon Coe's show, some years ago, and fell in love with it. It's got everything that I love in music about it. Really beautiful melodies, a sweet sentiment, a real hypnotic loop style thing. I believe Laura Veers Feller produces her music and plays a lot of instruments on it as well. It's called To the Country, and it's all about moving, and it's Laura Veers. Happy Sunday, you lot. Laura Veers and To The Country. The album's called Salt Breakers. Isn't it a beauty? What a lovely song. Laura Veers, yeah, check her out. So the theme is moving, and this next tune is from Yes. It's called, hang on a minute, very easy to put shows like this together. You just look at your computer. I've seen All Good People, Your Move, and All Good People. That's the name of the tune. It's a wonderful song from Yes, one of my faves. Stuart played Owner of a Lonely Heart earlier this week, and I have to confess to not being a huge fan of that era of Yes. It's like they embraced the 80s all at once, the fashion, the sound. I think Trevor Horn was producing him at that point, because he eventually became the singer for a while. Trevor Horn, who obviously was ZTT, and he did Psalm Studios, and he was a producer for Frankie Goes to Hollywood and Seal and lots of big 80s stuff. Yes, he produced that era, yes. I like this era. I like the 70s era, when they were young and hungry. Here we are. Yes, and I've seen All Good People, Your Move, and All Good People.
I've seen all good people turn their heads each day, so satisfied I'm on my way. I've seen all good people turn their heads each day, so satisfied I'm on my way. She hasn't got time to make you a wife.
There we go. The theme is moving, and Your Move, the second part of that three-part piece of music from Yes. It's a cracker, wasn't it?
All rise. If you've been brushed by fame, you may be able to make a claim. Just make a call to the Small Claims Court. Six Music listener Chris Turner.
In 1987, I was returning from a business meeting and stopped for lunch at Trowell Services on the M1. As I sat down, the cleaner said to me, Gary Newman sat there half an hour ago.
And Mark Richards.
I was playing pool in a well-known pub in Camden when I was challenged to a frame by a well-oiled musical legend, Shane McGowan from the Pogues.
And did he win the frame?
He wasn't even close to potting a ball, Sean.
Court will resume tomorrow morning from 7. Order, order.
The Sean Keaveney Breakfast Show.
Six Music.
Thank goodness for hydrostatic equilibrium.
Oh, and Guy Garvey's finest hour on Six Music.
Time now for the Beckopedia to delight us with her knowledge. Now then.
Now then. It was a record hated by its producer, Archie Blair, but loved by his stepdaughter. It introduced the world to distortion and feedback and was credited with the first use of the power chord. Its inflammatory title only added to its notoriety, getting it banned from the airwaves. Rumble by Link Wray and the Raymen was controversial when it was released in 1958. Those in authority thought it glorified juvenile delinquency with its aggressive title and swaggering attitude. But what became clear was the angry, raw sound of that electric guitar, which so confused and discomfited the establishment, was incredibly exciting to the first generation of teenagers, some of whom would later cite Link Wray as their inspiration, including The Who, Iggy Pop and Jimmy Page. Influential, groundbreaking and visceral, it shouts defiance, embodies 50s leather-jacketed rebellion like no other record, and 55 years on, still manages to exude the cool arrogance of youth. And why am I telling you this? Because you need to know.
Link Wray. I love him. Marvellous. This next tune is the first one that popped to mind when I decided to do a theme show about moving with my show Moving, as it is next week. From this is the last one in the attic. From next week, I'll be on in the afternoon and then repeated at midnight. So I'm not actually moving that far if you think about it. But, you know, it's a... Don't be afraid of change. That wasn't very funny, was it? This next song, however, is... It's the Colourblind James Experience. And considering a move... Yeah? To Memphis.
I'm considering a move to Memphis with my hair all aglow. When I arrive in Memphis...
I'm bound to meet up with someone I might know. I'm considering a move to Memphis, a move to Memphis. I'm considering. I'll visit the Graceland mansion and set my face in wax, then go back to my motel room to file my income tax. I'm considering a move to Memphis, and this much I know, when I arrive in Memphis, I'll have to spend my dough. I'll walk down to Beale Street to watch the jug band show. I'll shake hands with Gus Cannon, he's someone I should know. I'll get myself a motel room that's not too small to see. I'll get one with a private bath on a black and white TV. Memphis isn't all that big, at least that's how I found it. Why, it only took an hour and a half to walk completely around it. Memphis isn't all that big, it isn't all that wide. Still, it is the kind of place where a country boy can hide. I'm considering a move to Memphis, a move to Memphis. I'm considering. Favorite restaurant and eat there every day, and at the nearby bowling alley I'll bowl my cares away. Some days I'll order chicken, some days I'll order fish, some days I'll have pierogies, that's a Polish dish. And after bowling 20 frames I'll sit and have a beer. Perhaps I'll meet a pretty girl who is a barmaid there. I'll get a job at a steakhouse, wash dishes, mop floors. Yes, I know I won't get rich. Memphis is the kind of town that won't feel like a trap. Besides, I kind of like the way it sits there on the map. I'm considering a move to Memphis, that's Memphis, Tennessee. It worked for Elvis Presley, why can't it work for me? The people in the restaurants there will all use forks and knives. They won't take decongestants, though, for fear of getting hives. I'm considering a move to Memphis, a move to Memphis. I'm considering. asked the lowly sparrow up in his lofty perch, "Would you please direct me to the local Baptist church? I'll attend the Wednesday meeting, and there I'll speak in tongues. I'll shout and holler, praise the Lord, until I nearly burst my lungs. Someday I'll return to Memphis in my own private jet. I'll remember my first visit there, that's if I don't forget. When I arrive in Memphis, I'll put a sign on the door. It's okay to disturb me. That's what I came here for." I'm considering a move to Memphis. I'm considering.
Nuts. I love it. Colourblind James experience and considering a move to Memphis. White Hinterland, it's just a beautiful record. I keep coming back to this one. Certain tunes, especially if I'm hungover, I think it's because all my nerves end up on the outside. But certain tunes just grab me with a very, very individual and deep felt feeling. There's something about the way she's looped her voice up as the backing for this next tune. This is White Hinterland. I'm going to play it for my friend Mel because I recommended it to her the other day and I bet she loved it. I'm not sure if she did or not, but I'm going to dedicate it to my friend Mel. It's called Icarus and it sounds like this. Beautiful, right? White Hinterland and Icarus. Now, there's something about that music which reminds me very much of Glasser. Cameron, from Glasser, is a lovely girl. We went on tour with them. They're both lovely. Her and a fella, who's the other half of the band. And I liked this song so much, I bought the company. Not really. I liked it so much that I invited her on tour. Very rare that all the members of Elbow like a piece of music, like all of them. I suppose that you could say that of any five people, couldn't you? But everybody fell in love with this tune, and Cameron turned out to be a real treat and a good friend. The song is called Apply. The artist is called Glasser. So that was Glasser and Apply. It's a wonderful tune, isn't it? And I think we should have another amazing contemporary female vocalist. Let's listen to Beach House with the song Zebra, or Zebra, depending on where you're from. This, in my opinion, a modern classic.
Thank you.
Hasn't she got an extraordinary voice, smoky and lived in and French? That was Zebra by Beach House. It's a superb song. I really love it. I've seen them live at Manchester Cathedral. I saw them live a few times, but I saw them live at Manchester Cathedral, and she transcended for the brief time I was in there. I was with a friend who shall remain nameless, who decided it was funny to go and see how far behind the vestry he could get and climbing up the organ and all sorts. He was being a very, very naughty boy. So I had to drag him out of the gig, get him to behave himself. So I missed a lot of it. But what I did see was absolutely stunning. They were great. The rest of the programme, and I'm with you till midnight, when the great Don Letts takes over, and indeed he takes over this slot next week. The theme of the programme is moving, because the show is moving. I'm going to be on Sunday afternoons before Jarve, 2 till 4 on Sunday afternoons here on 6, the greatest radio station on earth. And then they're going to repeat it again at midnight, so that's cool. So me and Don are essentially swapping places. In fact, I'm going to talk to Don after this next tune from the Hanson family. It's called When the Helicopter Comes, and in fact the rest of the programme has a little bit of a country flavour to it. On and off, you know. I wouldn't hit you up with pure country for the next hour. But yeah, here's the first example of it. I love the apocalyptic lyrics in this. A very resigned, sort of happy-sounding doom tune. Happy-sounding doom tune? Right, I've obviously lost leave of my senses. Lost leave of my senses? I'm just going to play the song. Isn't that wonderful, fragmented imagery there? There will be power in the blood when the helicopter comes. Whoa, man. Yeah, a beautiful, amazing sort of apocalyptic prayer almost. Fantastic.
Hi, Mark Riley here. Now, you know me. I don't like to blow my own trumpet. I don't even like talking about blowing my own trumpet. To be honest, I don't even like other people talking about me not talking about blowing my own trumpet. But...
Hey Mark, it's Martin from British Sea Power here. You know you wrote all the songs on our Machine Is Your Joy album? I've no idea how to play them. So can you pop round and show me where to put my fingers and all that?
Mark, it's Duncan, Dutch Uncles. Can I get some more singing lessons off you, mate? The band are saying I'm starting to sound like Barney from Napalm Death. I don't know what to do. Get back soon, will you?
So, if you want to hear me not blow me on trumpet, tune into my show on Six Music. Monday to Thursday evenings, 7 till 9. Hello, Paul McCartney, as I live and breathe. What do you want?
Charlie Jupiter. It's Guy Garvey's Finest Hour.
So, as you're all aware, the Finest Hour is moving. There's been a bit of a cabinet reshuffle here at Six Music, and it's going to be on. It's going to be on 1 till 3 on Sunday afternoons. Repeated again, midnight till 2, from Sunday at midnight till 2 o'clock Monday morning, which until now has been the stomping ground of one of the crown jewels in Six Music's crown, the wonderful musician, filmmaker and DJ, the great Don Letts, who should be on the other end of the line now. Hello, Don.
Don Letts reporting for duty, Guy.
So, what do you expect that this little reshuffle's going to throw up for you? I mean, it's going to be strange. We're actually swapping, aren't we? Because my repeat will be on where your show used to be on.
Yeah, I'm a little nervous about it because, you know, in my show there's a few more beats and definitely a lot more bass.
Mm-hmm.
But generally, I'm like Six Music, I'm all over the place. So I'll still be crossing time, space and genres.
Yeah, as you do so well, Don. And yeah, my crowd are a nice bunch, you know. I'm pretty sure most of them will listen to both our shows already. But if they get unruly, send them to me and I'll sort them out for you. And just give us an indication, for those who maybe haven't heard your show, perhaps for people who traditionally, for one reason or another, have to switch off before midnight, give us an idea of what Culture Clash Radio is all about.
I guess, in a nutshell, it reflects my cultural journey, which starts way back when and ends, well, really, there is no end. And I think that's the point, is that the journey is the journey.
Mm.
So, you know, I figure in the digital age, our job as radio broadcasters is doubly important because there's such a minefield of musical stuff that's out there.
Mm-hmm.
And I figure people need a guide for the ride. And I gladly take on that role.
Well, Don, you've been doing it so well. And the little reshuffle that we're having there will just mean more glorious ears for your wonderful sounds. Thank you so much for speaking to us. And good luck in the new slot. And I'll see you at the next Six Music Shindig, where I shall buy you a beer.
Thank you very much for shifting sideways and letting me in.
Cheers, Don.
That sounds disgusting, doesn't it?
I like it.
Thank you. silence to listen is better. I'll apply a bit of pressure.
Space sky fell from the sky. Scratch my head and wonder why. Time slides into time across an actual dateline. Scientist eats bubble gum. Hall of Fame baseball. Senators a hoodlum. Big cheese in a hall.
Guy Garvey on Six.
A circumpolar star, if ever I saw one.
One now, another one from our... I always forget this phrase. It's like I have trouble with accordion, although I didn't just then. Featured artist, there you go. Our featured artist this week is Ray Charles. He's provided the end credits to The Finest Hour since it came on the air. The song Midnight is what I play at that very romantic hour. But Don Letts is going to be in this slot from next week, and I'll be actually starting at midnight. So it's the last time that Ray's going to be my end credit, so I thought I'd make him featured artist. And this tune is for my sister Gina, who will right now be clapping hands together because I know how much she loves this one. Are you ready, G? Here we go.
And the baby needs shoes, but I'm busted. Cutting it down to a quarter of a pound, but I'm busted right now. I got a cow that went dry, and a hen that won't lay. A big stack of bills that gets bigger each day. I kinda gonna hold my baby, I'm gonna go away, but I'm busted right now. Oh, yes, I am. Well, I went to my brother to ask for a loan, cause I was busted. I had did I tell you? My brother said there ain't a thing I can do. My wife and my kids all down with the flu. And I was just thinking about calling on you because I'm busting myself. Well, that's what he told me. But a man can go wrong when he is busted. The food that we can't last, summer is gone and I'm busted right now. Well, the fields all bare and the cotton won't grow. Me and my family got to pack up and go. I need a living, well, I don't know, but I'm busted today. Y'all know I'm broke. I ain't got no money. Talking about empty pocket. Ah, forget it.
This is BBC Radio 6 Music.
6 Music.
6 Music.
Who put Garvey on the air?
The B Belly BC, that's who.
Just you and me. My travels are over. My travels are through. Just me and you. A goat and a monkey. A mule and a flea. Let's move to the country. Just you and me. Let's start a. Let's have a.
Let's Move to the Country by Smog. A very cute number that, isn't it, for Bill Callahan. From the album Knock Knock, which is not a bad place to start, actually, if you want to get into your Smog. I would start with Knock Knock. Okay, The Walkmen. This is the first song I loved by The Walkmen. They were Jonathan Fire Eater in a former incarnation, and I remember them playing at Manchester Roadhouse. And then one thing and another happened. They came back as the Walkmen. I remember being jealous of their band name, but that's because I'm in a band called Elbow. I'm pretty much jealous of everybody's band name. with perhaps the exception of Supertramp. I hate that name. The Walkmen and Red Moon. This is the first one of theirs that caught my attention when I first heard his voice and thought, wow, this guy's got something going on. Really beautiful brass work in this. Did I tell you I'm taking trumpet lessons from a lovely young lady called Kat? And in about 15 years, I might let you hear me play. Walkman and Red Moon, isn't that beautiful stuff for a Sunday night? Here we go, Magic are a good bunch. They share that thing with Glasser. I heard them and I loved them and I asked them if they'd come on tour with us just so I could listen to their music every night and peck their heads a little bit. And I made a very good friend of the drummer from Here We Go, Magic, my friend Pete. And when I'm in Brooklyn, I always make sure I try and find Pete for at least one margarita. The first thing he ever said to me, the first thing he ever said to me was, "Man, have you been tripping on Duke Ellington? Because I've been tripping on Duke Ellington recently. You've got to get this record." And I thought, this is my kind of peeps. Anyway, he's a wonderful man. And this gorgeous song, and I don't ever need an excuse to play Here We Go Magic, they're so good, fits in with our theme this week of moving. It's called Alone But Moving, and it is really something else. Here We Go Magic. The wonderful Here We Go Magic and Alone But Moving. It's Sunday night for you, it's Wednesday evening for me. I'm off to see the Arctic Monkeys in an hour or so, which I'm looking forward to a great deal. I was in touch with young Alex the other day saying, bring in the lads down. So you never know, might get a beer with the boys. Not seen them since Glastonbury, when I did some string arrangements for him, which I'm very proud of. In any case, yeah, Iron and Wine. I first heard these in Amoeba Records in Los Angeles, which is an enormous record shop, enormous second-hand record shop. There's one in LA, there's one in San Francisco. I hope they're both still there, actually. You can spend days in there, all kinds of rarities. And you always see another British band knocking about in there. I think I ran into Franz Ferdinand last time I was in one. That's the first place I heard this exact song from Iron & Wine. And then years later, Tracy Morgan gets in touch and recommends it as a song for Guy. I thought, well, then we have to put it on the radio again, don't we? Iron & Wine and Syndrome Smoke.
BBC Radio 6 Music.
This is Radcliffe.
If you juice a broccoli stalk,
it tastes like egg.
What are you going to do? Dip your soldiers in a glass of egg juice?
And Maccone.
That's just rude, manhandling the broccoli. Wasn't Manhandle the Broccoli a Slayer album?
Together, they're Radcliffe and Maccone.
I think it's this blend of German industrial techno and broccoli stalk chat that's put this show where it is today, don't you?
I genuinely think the world has been waiting for a mid-afternoon entertainment and music show, yeah, that can cover how long do you wear a pair of jeans before you wash them?
Can you scan an apple through as a cheaper apple?
People sending in pictures of their guinea pigs emerging from a concrete pipe to the sounds of DAF.
Weekday afternoons from 1.
Come on, this is
it's
it.
What the world's been waiting for.
This is what you want.
On BBC Radio 6 Music.
Jolly Jupiter, it's Guy Garvey's finest hour.
Hello, Guy. It's Marianne Hobbs here. It's been a little while, hasn't it? First of all, I've got to tell you that I'm so excited to hear that there's a new Elbow album in the frame. I hope you're going to hook us up with some exclusive tracks for Weekend Breakfast. The piece of music that I've chosen for you this morning, I think, will completely sweep you away. It's the work of the Berlin-based composer and pianist Nils Frahm. And do you know, I guess the real magic of Nils' work lies in his ability to improvise on stage and to take a familiar piece of music and then completely reconfigure it in a live environment. His new album is called Spaces, and it was recorded over 2 years or so at many of his live shows. And later, he pieced together his favourite fragments in his studio as a kind of collage of field recordings. The album is out on November the 18th on the wonderful Erased Tapes label. And there are some instructions that come with this track. So here we go, just before you hear it. I think whatever you're doing, you need to stop, for starters. You need to stop right now. Down tools and submit yourself completely to this piece of music. Allow it to unfold very, very slowly, all the way to its mind-blowing peak. And then just drop to black. Do you think you can do this? I reckon you can. This is, without a question, I think one of the most astoundingly beautiful pieces of music that I've heard all year. Nils Frahm with Says. Lots of love, Guy. Marianne. Thank you.
Guy Garvey on Six Music.
The matter?
And the antimatter.
Josh T. Pearson and Country Dumb. Paul Simon's on now. She moves on, we move on. We'll be right back.
lashes, time on just her cheek. She is like a top, she cannot stop. She moves on. A sympathetic stranger lights a candle in the middle of the night. Her voice cracks, she jumps back, but she moves on, moves on. She says,
ooh, what's the horrible plan? You have
That's one we should listen to with fresh air. The Rhythm of the Saints, what a great record. It was kind of exhausted when it came out, wasn't it? It seemed it wouldn't go away for about 4 years because everybody bought it. And the reason being is that it's absolutely great. Give it another listen. Paul Simon's Rhythm of the Saints. I think it's great. Here now is the late, great Rainer Tarchek. This is on a fantastic compilation that Rough Trade Shops put out. It's called Country One. It's a double CD, I believe. And this wonderful thing is called Life is Fine. Perfect Sunday night music.
Floors above the ground. about my baby. Thought I might jump down. Yeah, you may hear me holler. You may even see me cry. But I'll be doggone if you're ever gonna see me die for love.
Tarchek and Life is Fine. It was dark and it's sad, and a very missed old friend of Howie Gelb's, I believe. In fact, they did a tribute record for him not so long ago, and the Great and the Good lined up to perform on it. This next chap, well, this is Claude Debussy's Clair de Lune, as played by Francois Joël Tillier, and I'm going to dedicate it to my mum because I know how much she loves it, and I hope there's a moon wherever you are when you're listening to it tonight.
Thank you.
What a beautiful piece of music. François-Jules Tillier and his performance of Claude Debussy's Clair de Lune.
Gideon Coe.
Monday to Thursday nights from 9 on BBC Radio 6 Music.
Guy Garvey's finest hour. Listening is doing your duty.
Headless Heroes are an amalgamation of folk, including the wonderful voice of Alayla Diane. I think I'm her biggest fan in the whole world. And here she is covering a Jackson C. Frank tune called Blues Run the Game. He had a shocking life, Jackson C. Frank. He was injured in a boiler explosion as a child, a boiler explosion at his school which killed children and maimed them, and he never fully recovered and developed mental illness, which was eventually the cause of his demise. Lots and lots of people tried to help him, including Paul Simon, which is what made me think of this song. He tried to help him a lot, and I think he even recorded him at one point. But he had a very, very sad life, despite writing some really incredible, beautiful music. This is the best version I've ever heard of this song. Alayla Diane with The Headless Heroes. It was a song for Guy recommendation from Richard Fox. Richard, if you're listening, I will not forget you, sir, for introducing me to this one. Here's the very beautiful Alayla Diane with Blues Run the Game.
Catch a boat to England, baby, maybe to Spain. Wherever I have gone, wherever I've been and gone, wherever I have gone, blues are all the same. Send out for whiskey, baby, send out for gin. Me and room service, honey. Me and room service, baby. Me and room service will be living a life of sin. When I'm not drinking, baby, you are on my mind. When I'm not sleeping, honey. When I ain't sleeping, mama. When I'm not sleeping, oh, you know, you'll find me crying. Try another city, baby, another town. Wherever I have gone, wherever I've been and gone, wherever I have gone, the blues come following. Living is a gamble, baby. Loving's much the same. Wherever I have played, wherever I've thrown them dice, wherever I have played, the blues have run the game. Maybe tomorrow, honey, someplace down the line, I'll wake up older, so much older, mama. I'll wake up older and I'll just stop all my trying. Catch a boat to England, baby, maybe to Spain. Wherever I have gone, wherever are all the same. Hey.
Wasn't that beautiful? Louis and Ella. I thought, as it's autumn, why don't I give you a little bit of sunshine? Why don't I give you a little bit of summertime? And here it is. Incidentally, Elbow used a version of Summertime at the end of a song on The Seldom Seen Kid, and the Iron George Gershwin estate charged us 10% of that song for using a couple of bars of Summertime at the end. And then I believe it went out of copyright a few days later after it released it or something. So there you go. We still did it because, well, sometimes art costs, eh? But here anyway, some more money for the for the Gershwin estate. Here's Louis and Ella and their version of Summertime. I want to be able to play like this one day. Maybe. Maybe not.
Summertime.
There we go, how lovely. That's all we have time for, I'm afraid. We are now going to hear Ray Charles for the last time with Midnight. I hope I can fit it all in, actually. Thank you so much. Don, thanks for coming on the show. Beccapedia, thank you very much. To everybody who's been listening all this time, I hope you do follow me to my new slot. I hope you support Don. In fact, do us a favour, everyone. Show Don some love, will you? Get on the Six Music website and tell Don Letts how much you love him so that he feels nice in my old slot, so to speak. Oh dear. I'm Guy Garvey, lead singer of Elbow, and it just remains for me to say to you... 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. For the very last time, Happy New Week. Night, Mum.
BBC Radio 6 Music.
From 2 a.m, the introducing mixtape with Tom Robinson.
BBC Radio 6 Music.
Right now.
It's Don Letts.
Wake the town and tell the people that this is the last midnight edition of Culture Clash Radio. Yes, one and all, get ready to cross time, space and genres with a selection of sounds from, amongst others, Haim, James Brown, Bella Rouge, Pick a Piper, Willie Hutch, Sufjan Stevens, Prince and the history of apple pie. But to kick off my last show in this time slot before I move to 10 p.m. next week, here's Paul Davidson's most appropriately titled Midnight Rider. I got the